younger, I watched the SEA Games for synchronized swimming, actually. And that was a sport I actually wanted to try out for. When I went to a club, they told me that I have to reach a certain level of swimming. I was one of the slower people in the group, actually.
It has been going from heat sport to... Well, we thought it was the sister act, but instead it's Julia Yeo. It seems as if it is Julia who will be swimming in the first leg.
0.79 seconds, Katja Drayton!
Suddenly, he got a phone call. Then I looked at him.
I had to scramble. I was telling her, Julia, do you happen to bring your stuff? She said, no.
I was panicking, then I just changed. Then I changed, I came out, I wore my friend's parka and her Crocs and like her tracksuit and everything.
And the swimsuit itself is also not even yours?
No.
Wow, so whose is it?
Jingwen's.
Then she suddenly said this, hey, you know, coach, I haven't warm up. I was like, don't worry, just dry swim it. Let's go. Then she's like, oh, okay. No time to warm up, nothing. Like 30 minutes before only. Then by the time she changed, we scramble and get things sorted out, it's like 20 minutes in. Like 20 minutes in, we have to go in already.
Then we just all walked to the reporting room. And yeah, the seniors encouraged me a lot. Because I feel like without them, I wouldn't be able to, you know, still do so close to my personal best.
So a brilliant final night. They certainly saved their best for last. 5 gold medals tonight.
I don't listen to music before my races. I just listen to my own thoughts and I just tell myself that I train for it and I can do it.
And in fourth place, ahead of the 2022 champion, is Julia Yeo of Singapore. Mia Miller, though, I don't think the Filipinas saw her at all. They were keeping pace with Julia, and that's the problem with the outside spot.
I never thought that I would break the national record. It wasn't on my mind. Yeah, I actually didn't know I broke it until after the race when I was getting interviewed that they told me.
She executed to the T, and the way she executed certain things in the race, and you know, she nailed it to the T. The cherry on top was to break the national record. Tao Li actually dropped me a message to congratulate her.
Leading up to SEAMS, I trained 9 times a week. Yeah, and I did 3 gym sessions on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. Yeah, so it was very tiring because I had morning training every day except Thursday and Sunday. I'm also a bit more introverted, yeah, so I don't like going out. I prefer staying at home and doing nothing. But one thing I sacrifice is also my sleep. Yeah, I like to sleep a lot. My parents definitely supported me a lot through my whole swimming journey, you know. My parents, both of them, they will always travel with me to go overseas and watch me compete. And my mom also cooks for me and she makes sure that I'm not hungry before training and after training. I think everything is still the same to me, like I'm still training normally, but the only difference is that like more people in school knows me now.
If there was a 14-year-old swimmer out there right now, you know, not sure about their potential, trying their best, you know, what would you tell them?
I would tell other 14-year-olds out there to trust the process, trust themselves, and trust their coaches. If you don't trust anyone, then it's not gonna happen, and the hard work that you put in especially. And make sure in training, you just really just try your best, because that's how you build the confidence during competitions, to not doubt yourself.